Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. On Monday, the 8th of October, prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to locate and check out a local Bible-believing church. See if it's just a good fit for you and your family. If it's a good fit, then join that church. Become active in that church. It may be a brick-and-mortar church. It may be a home-based church. Whatever it is for you, I encourage you to do that. That's one of the foundations of our society that's made America great, and we need to make America great again. So let's go ahead and do that. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Take your questions, calls, and comments. Anything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, firearms legislation. If you've got any question or comment about any of those things, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All righty. We were just getting to the end of truing your velocity for your ballistics calculations. And you may ask yourself if, you know, if all this is necessary and everything. Well, if you're getting into long-range shooting competition, absolutely. This is something you have to do. If you're going to be competitive. And around the ranch, around the farm, around camp, is it worth it? Yes. Is it worth the time and everything? That depends. Let's go back to the coyote incident. Let's say that you do live out in the country and you have got coyotes, and which we have got an abundance of out here. And these coyotes have discovered that your chicken coop is their local Kentucky Fried Chicken. And these guys will sit there, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you hear foxes being smart, coyotes are right there next to them. I think the foxes teach the coyotes. Because if there is a 2-inch tear in your chicken wire, on your chicken coop, a fox will figure out a way to get through it. A coyote will figure out a way to make it bigger. And They will get in there, and even if they don't get to your chickens before you do, they're going to upset your chickens that their laying schedule, everything else is going to be totally upset. Just ask someone that's got chickens that live in. I know Tim and Rick have discussed this before on their Saturday show. So if you've got this coyote out there, a coyote's head, his skull, is roughly, on the average, 4 inches from the bottom jaw to the top of the skull. And if your chicken-killing coyote is out there in the brush looking at you and all you can see is a head, you divide that 4 inches in half and that's two. If we haven't corrected that 30-30 at 300 yards to be dead on, we've already got a two-inch handicap. We are not the steadiest shooters in the world, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how good we are on certain occasions. All of us have that wobble factor, and it comes down to steady hole factors, how we're setting, what we're shooting from, all the myriad of variables that come into. And let's say you drop into a prone position and you're aiming at that coyote with your 30-30, and you estimate he's between 250 and 300 yards. If you haven't corrected that for that, and you put it center mass on his head to take that coyote, the chances of you missing are going to be bigger. And the coyote's going to leave, and you're not going to have a chance to protect your chickens any further. But if you do that correction, and you know that of what your bullet drop is going to be and everything, and you correct for that and you get the coyote, then fine, you save your chickens. It all comes down into the time that you want to put into it, ladies and gentlemen, and the necessity that you see in doing the extra work. And it pays off, John, if you do this in the long run. If you're putting meat on the table and it's either a deer or a rabbit, either one, the more accurately that you can aim and hit that animal and make it a clean kill, the better. None of us ever want to do a wounding shot. The old phrase that I grew up with was a gut shot. If you gut shot an animal, it was suffering, now you've got to trail the animal and everything else. We all strive for a clean kill on our animals. And that's whether it's a threat animal, i.e. the coyotes and the chickens, or if it's putting meat on the table, the rabbit or the deer. The more that we can do to make sure that we're accurate, the better. And if anybody wants more information on this, I've got a paper on how to do it that I wrote long time ago. You can go to our website, DesertEagleShooters.com. I did discover something, John. Tim,
what's that?
A long time ago, Tim, when he revamped our webpage, at the top it says contacts. And if they go to the contacts page of DesertEagleShooters.com, my phone number's there, our mailing address, everything is there so that people don't have to use the contact form. They can actually have an actual email address or phone number or snail mail. So goes back to trusting your webmaster and then going back and looking at your webpage every now and then and finding out what you did. It always makes life easier. But ladies and gentlemen, if you've got any questions on this, or maybe in my description of it and everything, you don't understand what I'm talking about, or you need some help through the ballistics calculator or whatever, that's what we're here for. That's why Desert Eagle Shooters is here. Yeah, I may make a million in this business, but it'll probably take 300 years. Because you can't charge for everything. But if your customers call and you can help walk them through it and everything, John, I find that to be a better world. The more accurate shooters that we have out there, the less fear that you and I both have, because if it ever did come down to a caca hit the whirling fan device situation, the people that we have helped train are always the ones that we will turn to cover our back if we have a problem. And that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We help our listeners and our customers get to be better at what they do. That's our sole purpose in life, is to make you guys better. Because I'm getting old, John's getting old, and if we don't teach those that are younger than us or those with less knowledge, then we're going to both be in deep trouble when the time comes. So that's that point of it. The other point that I wanted to cover today, John, is called a tall target. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard that phrase?
Well, I've heard that term. Maybe I'm aware with a different name, but go ahead and explain.
Okay. Tall target, ladies and gentlemen, is critical to your scope. Now, if you're one of the students of long-range, I'm a student of long-range shooting, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever call me an expert, because I'm not. An X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. I'm still a student, because different calibers, different guns, different platforms, they all act differently at distance. But the modern scope has, and it's one of John and mine's favorite conversations, is the advances they have made in optics in the last 5 years has surpassed the advances they've made in optics in the last 35 years. We went from the old Weaver K4s in the 70s. That, boy, that was a top-of-the-line scope. If you had a K4 on your 3030 or your 308, you were tall cotton. Simple crosshair, no duplex, no nothing, but boy, it was known to be rock solid and accurate. And from that point on, we've advanced. Now we have target knobs, and you dial in elevation changes or windage, and then you can return that scope to zero and be back dead on for your standard shooting competition or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, in manufacturing of these scopes, there are variables that the manufacturers have to deal with. And a tall target test is going to tell you if there is a correction that you're going to have to figure into your scope for shooting at distance. And what we do is I like to go down to the appliance stores, John, and they have always got these boxes back there that refrigerators and washing machines and dryers come in. These things, ladies and gentlemen, are about a 4.5-foot, 5-foot box, and all you need is one side. But it's probably best to ask them if you can have the whole box. Take it outside and cut the sides on it so you can fold it down and get it in your car or your truck and take it home. But this is one area that you are not going to trust a electronic rangefinder. And you are not going to trust that the rangemaster, when they set up the range, made it exactly 100 yards from the shooting bench to the target backer. You're going to go buy a Harbor Freight, which is the cheapest place to get these, and they have got a 300-meter tape measure in there. This thing's on a big reel. And what you do is you are going to stake that at your firing position, and you are going to measure off exactly 100 yards, and you're going to stake that 100-yard distance, and then you're going to put up your target backer there. Now, if you're making your own target backers, if you've got drive-in stakes or whatever it is that you use, you're going to put those in at exactly 100 yards, and you're going to take and put this piece of cardboard up on there. Now, when you put this piece of cardboard up on there, you want it the tall side up, and you're going to anchor it to those stakes, if they're wooden stakes or whatever, you're going to staple it, tie wrap it, whatever. You don't want it to move. And the other option is that you've got is from your, let's say you're at a shooting range and they have got target backers already there. You can always, instead of having to move the target backer, you can move your shooting position forward or aft and to get it to that exact 100-yard distance. If you're moving it forward, it's best to do that on a day when no one else is at the range that you're at. And you're going to get this target backer up, and you're going to take your – another thing that you're going to need, if you don't have one, borrow one. If you have to buy one, they're not that expensive. But you're going to need a four-foot level, carpenter's level. And you're going to put a perfectly plumb up-and-down line on that cardboard. And then what you're going to do at the lowest position of it, you're going to put your sighting point. And I just take a pen, draw a one-inch square, whatever I want on it. And then you go back to your shooting position, John. What you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is you're checking the tracking on this scope. You're finding out if it's accurate, and you're also finding out if your crosshairs are truly vertical with the gun. And what you're going to do, if you're zeroed for 100 yards, you're going to put three shots to set up with into that sighting point at the bottom of that line. Then you're going to dial in exactly 10 MOA up and take a shot. And then you're going to go another 10, which will be 20, up and take another shot. And you're going to do this all the way up to the limit of your scope. You will get to a point, sometimes it's 30 MOA, sometimes it's 40 MOA. Depending on where your scope is sighted in at, you may go to 50 MOA, which is going to be 50 inches. And you're going to take this shot. Now, again, this is where the machine rest, steady hole factors, anything that you can do to take the human error out of the shooting comes into play. You can do it from prone. You can do it from a bench, whatever. But the thing is we want to take as much human error out of it as we can. We're testing the gun, and we're testing the optics. We're not testing us this time. So when you do this, John, and then you go down and you look at that target, you're going to do two things. One, you're going to take your tape measure, and two, you're going to take your calipers. If you don't have calipers, talk to one of your reloading buddies and borrow some, or have them go to the range and help you with this. I mean, most guys, all they need is an excuse to go to the range. Gives them a chance to put rounds down too. But you're going to go down and you're going to look at this vertical line, John, and your bottom group is where you started from. Hopefully they're all in your little 1-inch square down there or close to it. As you come up to the 10 MOA, you're going to measure from the middle of that group up to the first bullet hole, and it should be 10 inches because 1 MOA at 100 yards is 1 inch. So you're going to measure that one, and you're going to write down what it says. So you're going to go to the second one. It should be 20 inches, 20 MOA. You're going to go to the third one. 30 inches, 30 MOA. Fourth one, if your box is big enough, 40 MOA. But let's go back to 30 MOA for a second. Let's say that at 10 MOA, we're just a little bit off, maybe an eighth of an inch off. And at 20 MOA, we're a little bit more than an inch off, but we're kind of not really sure how much. And then at 30 MOA, we're at 28. It's 28.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of October. This is Farmers Monday. Anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, training, legislation, give us a call. Got any questions, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Okay, let's continue, Jimmy.
Okay, what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we're finding out if there is a correction factor that we have to add in for dialing in changes on our scope. If you're getting into the long-range shooting world, this is something that you have to do. You have to know what percentage of correction you're going to have to make if you're dialing in elevation changes. And let's go back to our example. At 30 MOA, 30 inches, our bullets are actually striking at 28 inches. So that's a 2-inch difference again, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if we go to the coyote situation and we add that 2 inches into the 2 inches that we got for our ballistics difference, gee, John, that goes to 4 inches that we're going to miss by. Not good if you're trying to protect the chickens. You know, they may go on strike for you and not give you eggs for 6 months or something. Who knows?
That's right.
If it's the summertime, they may just get really mad and give you hard-boiled eggs. but either way, it just depends on where you live, too. Now, New Mexico, that's not uncommon. Little farm fun there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take me seriously. But what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we're finding out the manufacturer error. They'll never tell you this in their advertisements. And I have found this error in every price range of scope there is. I have found that in the highest dollar scopes, John, it's going to happen. And the reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is you're depending on a mechanical thread and a clicking mechanism that may be slightly less than, only by a few hundred thousandths, but at distance it adds up. And so in knowing this, we now have a correction factor. Now, what's this mean to you out in the field? Okay, real quick. If you now know that at you've got a 2-inch difference at 100 yards in dialing in your scope, you take and you divide the 28 into the 30, and no, excuse me, it's the 30 into the 28, and it will give you a percentage of difference. And you write that percentage down. Now, what you can do is you can take your data card and look at it, and it says, okay, at 300 yards, you're going to be 6 inches low. We'll go back to our original with the 30-30. 6 inches low, and we know that our scope is going to say, let's say, 11% off in adjustment. So you write down beside that minus 11%, but you go ahead and you do the math. 6 times 11% minus, and it's going to give you the correction factor of what it's going to be. In this case, actually, it would be plus, excuse me, because it's a greater distance to the bottom and not to the top. So you're going to add this to your bullet drop. And let's say it comes out to 3/4 of an inch. So now at 300 yards, instead of 6 inches, it's going to be 6 3/4 inches that you're going to correct. Now, all this sounds really complicated, ladies and gentlemen, and for our average folks that are out there, I can see you sitting there going, I'm not going to go to all this work and everything when I'm just deer hunting or whatever. That's fine. But the nice part about it is if you do this change at 100 yards, even though you don't do the math and everything, you know that it's going to be a change at distance. So at 100 yards, if you're 2 MOA low, what's that mean that you're going to be low at 200 yards, John? 4 MOA.
Right.
At 300 yards, 6 MOA. So if you at least know this, ladies and gentlemen, then you can combine that with what you know about your velocity, if you've gone that far, and you're going to have a better opportunity to make a clean kill at distance on your animal. Now, for deer, elk, anything big like that, yeah, it may not make that much of a difference, but if you're eliminating coyotes or foxes or hunting groundhogs that like to dig holes out there for your cattle and horses to step into, it could pay off. It could be an important number that you need. But either way, if you've got questions on this or you're just curious on how to set this up, and sometime my...
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got the new website, new and improved, and updated this coming Friday. In the meantime, everything's where it's always been. We're the next 24 hours or so, we're going to have a new image of North America with different coastlines. It's a slightly different map than we've had before, but this map has no Florida, no Lake Michigan, no Baja California. It's from a very popular TV show, by the way, very recently broadcast. If you find an image, get that image to us. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Cleaners for Sale. This is my home business. Are you doubting Thomas? Are you procrastinating? Are you wondering if it'll work? Well, we encourage doubt. We encourage you to procrastinate up to a point, and there serves no more further purpose. Get past the procrastination. Do your homework. Do your research. Come to the conclusion that hundreds of men and women have that the Energy Cleaner will help you. Help you personally to get a better night's sleep, to wake up pain-free in the morning. It might be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Not getting a great night's sleep or using pharmaceutical products, you don't need to do that. Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And keep in mind, this may help you get past procrastination. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. It's Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've gone through today with the truing of velocity and the doing the tall target test on your scope, probably 90% of the people listening will not ever have to do that. Operative word is have to. But if you consistently are out there on range and, oh, let's say you do shoot at 200, 300 yards, just for fun. Most of the time you're 100 yards in. But at that distance and everything, you're not as good as you want to be. Don't always discount yourself as being the problem, okay? Now, admit it. Most of the time it is me. Guns hate me. I make them look bad. They have far higher capabilities of accuracy, and they get in my hands, and I really make them look really sorry sometimes. It just depends on my day. But when you're feeding your family or you're protecting your family, you have to ask yourself, is this little bit of effort worth it? And no, we're not having to do that right now. May we in the future? I don't know. With politics the way they are right now and the way these people are still screaming about Kavanaugh, it makes me wonder. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to do this little extra bit of effort, I'm an email away. I'm a text away, I'm a phone call away. You can go over to our webpage, you can get our contact information, or you can use the contact now. Drop us a note, explain to us what you're doing, and or what you'd like to know, and we'll talk you through this. Not all shooting ranges or shooting clubs have people that are experienced with this. What's worst is you have some that have read about it, have never actually physically done it, but we'll try to coach you on it, and that can actually be worse than doing nothing at all. I love their effort. I love people's ambition to try to help with this, but really and truthfully, they need to experience themselves before they try to coach people on it. And I try to be as nice as I can on that. In fact, I've ran into a couple of these, John, down at our Carlsbad shooting range. And to hear them talk, they know all about it. When it comes to application, they're lost. And I'll invite them out to the shop out here and say, look, come on out and visit someday. I'll walk you through this. And if I can teach somebody how to do this and that they're at the Carlsbad range when I'm not, and they can actually help somebody do it, I'm ahead. I am definitely ahead because I've educated another person on the fineries of shooting at distance. And it's just something that we have to do. Other thing I'd like to bring up, ladies and gentlemen, is that torque, that tip of the day. If you have not checked all the screws and the mounting hardware on your guns in the last 6 months, it's way overdue. And, you know, some guys have asked me, why do you check the action screws and everything? Well, if you're shooting open sight and you're using a cheek weld like you should, and the barrel and action can actually shift back and forth in the stock, what's that going to do to your accuracy? You want to make sure those action screws are tight. The biggest, you know what the best area I have found, John, of neglect on any firearm, period?
What is that?
The screws on revolvers. I sat there and had a guy bring in a old Army Colt, 45 long Colt, a couple of weeks back, and it was having a trigger problem. It was an intermittent stiffness in the sear and hammer engagement. Sometimes it would fire just as smooth as silk. Other times it actually took like 6 or 7 pounds of pressure to get the gun to fire. And it was driving me absolutely bonkers because it would fire great and then you'd get that one. And I checked cylinder. It wasn't on any particular cylinder or chamber in the cylinder. It wasn't any rhyme or reason. And I was looking at the side of the frame and noticed a slight gap in one of the screws to the frame. And I thought, no, Got out my bits, matched up to the screw that was in there, and sure enough, John, 3/4 of a turn. Tightened it up, problem solved. We went through and checked every screw on that thing, and all of them were tight except for that one, but that one was the problem. And what it was is the screw that went through the sear engagement to the hammer. It held. It was the one that the sear pivoted on. And in doing so, with that thing being just that much loose, it caused that 100,000th of a misalignment that caused the problem. I got curious, and I looked at him and said, I wonder, and I went in the house and got my Ruger Blackhawk and got my Cimarron 45. The Blackhawk was all tight. The Cimarron, I found 2 screws that were about 1/8 of a turn loose. And I looked at him and go, now that is something I'm putting up on the bulletin board. Check your screws. I had never thought about it to that point, John. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a revolver, it's a good idea to check those frame screws every once in a while, too, and make sure they're tight. But we're going to send you on another trip to Harbor Freight, John.
Okay.
Because at Harbor Freight, and the only reason I use this, ladies and gentlemen, is because practically anybody can find a Harbor Freight within easy driving distance, or normal driving distance, depending. Back in their section where they've got their hex drive screwdrivers, the one with the interchangeable bits, for around $11 or $12, normal price, you can catch them on sale. There is a red box that is about 5 by 6, and it's a bit assortment for your screw gun or your interchangeable bit screwdriver. Ladies and gentlemen, pick that up. In fact, I recommend picking 2 of them up. This is a case where 1 is none and 2 is 1.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got some callers we need to get to here, Jimmy.
Oh, go ahead. Let's take callers.
And we got John in Tennessee first. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy. I've got a question. When you're talking about long-range shooting, actually, 2 quick questions. At what point, and John, you know where I'm going, when do you take account of the Coriolis effect? At what point?
Over 800 yards.
Have you ever had to incorporate it?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Wouldn't we just call that windage? I mean,
no, because on the Coriolis effect, if you're shooting east or west, it's actually going to be an elevation change because your target will be either moving towards you. That's going to be a windage change. So
the Coriolis effect doesn't go into effect south to north?
Yes, it does, but it's going to be a left to right. Yeah, it's going to be a left or right movement of your target. What he's referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is when we're out here shooting, the earth is still turning. And the only time that this really starts to come into play is when you're shooting targets in excess of 800 yards. And what you're correcting for is the movement of the earth, which actually is the movement of your target because your bullet is in flight. Now, when you do these ballistics calculation sheets that I talk about, it will have time of flight listed in there. So if you are shooting at extreme distance, say you're shooting at 1,000-yard range, and at 1,000 yards, that target, because of the movement of the earth and the bullet being in free air, is actually going to move. You're still going to see it in your scope exactly where it's supposed to be, but the bullet is in free air, and the target is actually moving either away or towards the flight of the bullet. Now, that's when you're shooting north or south. The target will be, if you're shooting north, the target will be moving from right to left. If you're shooting south, the target will be moving from left to right. If you're shooting east, the target will be moving toward you, which means that your impact will tend to be low. And if you're shooting west, the target will be moving away from you, which means that your impact will tend to be high. John, the real fun part
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt you if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
How about if it's nothing more than like a pitcher on a pitcher's mound throwing a ball with the natural rotation of the ball causing the ball to curve over a greater distance? Like kind of like a rifle barrel with a projectile coming out, putting a spin on the bullet, causing it to move. You know,
That's a spin drift.
I guess what I'm trying to say, I think it's a spin drift. I don't think it is Coriolis. Otherwise, a plane flying from south to north or north to south landing on a north-south runway could never hit the runway, Jimmy. If the runway is moving underneath the plane and the heading on the compass hasn't changed, then the runway should landing on a moving object.
Well,
think about
yes,
that.
Yes, you are, but the fun part of being a pilot is that you actually do, their part of the training is in that. But getting back to the baseball analogy, that is a perfect example of spin drift. But the fun part about it is when you get to 1,000, 1,200-yard shooting competitions, you're taking in your bullet drop, your spin drift, your Coriolis effect. And Coriolis effect gets really interesting when you're shooting not north or south, east or west, but when you're shooting a angle of that. Say you're shooting north-northwest. And now you have to incorporate both the left-right movement and the up-down movement because it would be the right to left movement in your target, as well as the high to moving low. It gets really all long range shooting, John, is math in public, and people hate math in public no matter what. And when you start to long range, you and me both. And when you start building these data cards,
it just doesn't make sense, Jimmy. It really doesn't. I've never heard of a sniper. I've never heard a sniper. I've never heard, like, I'm ex-military weapons mechanic. Line of sight. They never took into Coriolis effect. It never happened. So if the military is not using it for line of sight targeting, then it's a bunch of hooey, Jimmy. It's spin drift. All right. Well, thank you for your comment. I'll leave room.
That's a very esoteric part of precision marksmanship is Coriolis effect, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And the thing is, the one thing that John may not take into account, your artillery guys, when they start working their firing solutions, that Coriolis effect is already calculated into their formulas. They don't have to manually enter that in because they're going to enter in a compass heading, and then they're going to enter in a relative heading. Now, ladies and gentlemen, two things real quick here. Compass heading is exactly what that is, northeast, southwest. Relative heading is the direction of the target from the way you are facing. And it's referring to ships and cars and tanks. And if your car is pointed west and your target is at 360-000 at 500 yards. Well, that's due north of you. So compass heading, that is going to be due north of you. Relative, it's going to be 90 degrees to your right. So the whenever you get into artillery and ship-mounted cannons and artillery, and everything, that's all part of their firing solution that the guys don't have to work with. They'll put in a compass bearing.
Hold that thought. We got another one last caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of October. And we got our last caller here, Jimmy. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John and Jimmy. I wanted to tell you, John, it's a great deal you're doing on this, bringing in this new bumper music. I love that. That's just fantastic. And, Jimmy, I was just going to make a couple of comments. One, this is extremely good information. People did not realize how incredible just being able to hear this over the radio is, because you just don't find guys that know what you know that are willing to share it. I mean, you do at the gun range and stuff like that, but, boy, I just never heard much of it over the radio, you know. That's excellent, excellent information. What I was going to mention for people, if they're interested, is that when you do your truing and you're setting it up, and if you're not a long range shooter and but you might be hunting and know that you could have some shots out to 300, 400, 500 yards, and you're going to sight your gun in so that you know how to do it, have somebody with a spotting scope back there and have your yardages all marked out, and then create a little tab out of cardboard and tape or something and tape it onto your gun so that you know that if you need to, you're going to go up like 23 clicks for 400 yards or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
That's what I have found really good, you know.
Yes, that is excellent, and thank you for the compliment on it. But that's why we're here, is to help. But that, now, if you're going to make that little card, let me give you a tip. If you're a right-handed shooter, put it on the left-handed side of your stock in front, not under your cheek press, but on the stock forward. And the reason for that is if you need to make a quick reference to it, instead of raising the stock away from you to look at the side where I've seen some people put it, if it's on the front side, all you have to do is tilt the rifle a little bit, and you can see your data card up there. But that is excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Yes, that's excellent advice.
You know, I was going to throw one other thing out here at the end of the show. We had a gun show out a little town north of me here, and the Go Boy had a Diamondback little tiny 380 pistol, and the company is called Diamondback. And so there's a Gen 1 and a Gen 2. I started looking at these things, and I kid you not, Jimmy, I bought one of these. It was used. I got a screaming deal on it. Brought it home and had nothing but this little, I got two boxes of ammo with it, that cheap Russian tool ammo. And at 25 feet, this little tiny 1-inch barrel was shot. Once I got it zeroed in, it was shooting a 1-inch group offhand at 25 feet exactly on the bullseye.
Very nice.
I couldn't believe how I was so excited for such a super cheap, but it's extremely lightweight little tiny pistol. It only holds 6 shots, a little DB380 it's called. But I was extremely impressed with this little gun for a cheap little,
Kyle,
thank
you for the call. Thank you for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it. Jimmy, it was a fast 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, and we finished on a high note.
We did it. Thank you. Have it back next week. Appreciate it, sir. Okay, that's it for today. Medical Supply, Genji Cleaners, and Shalorals. Now, while you can, your firearms and should never, ever go for guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.